Speaking of other dudes that broke out in really big ways on Ryan Murphy shows, we should talk about our number four pick.
One of the very best performances of the year.
Yes.
You know what? I know exactly how I want to talk about this pick.
Before you met me, I was all right, but things were kind of heavy. You brought me to life. Now every February, you'll be my Valentine. Valentine.
Let's go. Wow. It got me.
Didn't it?
It got me.
I remember watching that really vividly the first time it happened and the first time it happened when it aired. Because first of all, I mean, it was just they were obviously writing a love interest for Kurt and it was Glee and the gay kid was going to get a dreamboat love interest. And when the fuck does that ever like then yeah. specifically, when is that? When was that ever going to happen?
Right.
So that but then like they just. Couldn't it? It's so romantic,
yeah,
in like a boys' school, like little gay boys at a boys' school kind of way. And he is such a dreamboat, and it sounds so amazing.
And who are we talking about?
Darren Criss,
yeah.
It's
too bad that this was the one role he ever did.
I know, can you even believe it?
I know.
Remind me, who played Andrew Cunanan?
Darren Criss.
Oh, right. This warm, loving dreamboat that we all fell in love with.
Yeah.
Who then came back briefly for like a really butthead hipster American Horror Story cameo where he was perfectly obnoxious and that was all he was really required to
do.
And then get killed. And then fucking Andrew Cunanan.
Just snatching up all the Emmys.
Blaine the Warbler. Andrew Cunanan.
Just... Two opposite ends.
It's I wrote spectrum. A piece for COS back in January that we'll reshare on Facebook or something, specifically about how Ryan Murphy's faith in actors pays off when somebody, especially if it's somebody that, and he was getting work before then, Darren Criss started to first really get work as a part of Star Kid, which did essentially musical parodies. He
I keep thinking of the Joseph Mazzello movie from the 90s. Oh.
He has a sort of similar career path to Rachel Bloom in that way, only he doesn't really work as a writer outside of music, but is also singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm. Was it Potterless that he did?
Yeah, and a couple others. So he first sort of rose to prominence there, and then he booked Glee, and then it was like, boom, off to the races. But he's never gotten to do something like he got to in American Horror Story. And as much as I love Blaine the Warbler, and as good as he is in the show, even though he got some real bullshit storylines from time to time, but especially at the beginning, as good as he is, he never got to do something like this. And probably wouldn't make the list, but... Andrew Cunanan is like a top five Ryan Murphy performance.
Absolutely. 100%.
Arguably, no, probably top five because the people ahead of him on this list have parts that would also be in the category. So we'll say top five, but arguably somewhere high in that top five.
But I don't know if there's any other like single character that holds up a single season of a Ryan Murphy thing as well as Darren Criss' Andrew Cunanan.
And there are other great performances in Versace.
But I think it also speaks to like his love of ensembles too.
Yes.
But just especially Darren Criss. Like he is the showstopper in American Crime Story. And funny enough, we talk about how Blaine the Warbler is such a departure, but I think there's like elements to Blaine the Warbler that also play into his perception and like the how we receive Andrew Cunanan as a character too.
Well, Andrew Cunanan would love to be seen the way that Blaine the Warbler is depicted here, right? Like a romantic, classy, worldly figure, charming figure.
The people whose eyes are glued to him, you know.
Right. Whereas this performance, this and throughout, but specifically that introduction, just like radiates warmth and empathy and charm. And Andrew Cunanan radiates charm, but like not genuine charm.
Patrick Bateman-y sort of charm where he's performing the same sort of things that Blaine does naturally.
Yes.
Where he thinks that he wants the same things. He wants to be loved. He wants to be famous too. And there's a calculation to the way he does it. And Darren Criss is able to show us the wheels turning without it feeling like a performance, if that makes sense. Like, I mean, it's just so you see every element of what Andrew Cunanan is thinking and doing. Because he has such an open face, and it's such a, like a deep well of emotion in those eyes, but he can also deaden them when he needs to. It's just a phenomenal performance that, like, you know, in a lot of ways feels like it comes out of nowhere. Like, who saw this coming? No one did, which is why it's such a surprise.
When it was announced, I sort of suspected that he might be good.
Yeah.
Because you could see, like you say, you can see like some sort of parallel. But from that first episode, that when he's just in the water and screaming, I was like, oh, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
And then it just got more complicated and interesting from there every episode. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens for him this Emmy Award season, when we get to Golden Globes as well, Screen Actors Guild, all that shit, mm-hmm. because I think he was just remarkable. It's a really good year for TV, so who the fuck knows? But it's one of the performances of the year, to be sure.
Absolutely.
And like I said, one of the best Ryan Murphy performances.
Yeah. And again, like, you know, say what you will about Versace as a season. Again, like, I think the highs, I agree with you, the highs are really worth it, but just no matter what, it's a show-stopping performance.
Yeah,
and
I think the lows are like pretty ordinary lows.
The lows are
it's not anything like a low of American Horror Story.
Oh,
right?
100%.
It's like there's a little dip where it's not cohesive, okay. And that's about it. It's like a really amazing, amazing, amazing season of television, and he is absolutely the highlight.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, Darren Criss.
What can't you do?
This week, you can look for an interview with Darren Criss to run on our site. I got to spend some time talking to him about both Versace and the tour he's doing with Lea Michele. And it was really, really interesting. And the way he talked about Versace was great. And then at the end, we got to nerd out about schools of movement training in theater. If you want to hear us talk about Lecoq and like fucking viewpoints and Commedia, you look for that interview.
Oh, goody.
It was really fun. I asked him and he was like, how do you know that? He was like, oh, I have a theater degree. He was like,
yeah.
Okay, well, I've never been asked this before. We're talking about the way that because he very specifically based, and if you rewatch Versace, you'll be able to see it. The way Andrew moved changed a lot based on what he was doing. Sometimes he moves kind of like a shark, and sometimes it's like a cat, and sometimes it's a strut, and sometimes it's a glide. And I was just like, also, that's a wig.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about that.
That's a wig.
It still blows my mind.
That is a really good wig.